I'm VOA's Richard Green with your worldwide news update. Hamas announced Monday it would stop releasing Israeli hostages until further notice over what the Palestinian militant group said were Israeli violations of the ceasefire agreement. The move raises the risk of reigniting the conflict. Reuters correspondent Olivia Zolino reports.
The Palestinian militant group was set to release more Israeli hostages on Saturday in exchange for Palestinian prisoners and other Palestinians held in Israeli detention, as had been happening over the last 3 weeks. A Hamas military wing spokesperson said Israeli violations include delaying Palestinians from returning to northern Gaza, targeting Palestinians with Israeli shelling and gunfire, and stopping aid from entering the Strip. Israel's defense minister said Hamas's announcement violated the ceasefire deal and that he had instructed the military to be at the highest level of readiness in Gaza. So far, 16 of the 33 hostages to be released in the first 42-day phase of the deal have come home. In exchange, Israel has released hundreds of prisoners and detainees.
That was Reuters correspondent Olivia Zolino. The war in Gaza was triggered by the October 2023 Hamas terror attack on Israel that killed 1,200 people and led to the capture of 250 hostages. Israel's counteroffensive killed more than 47,000 Palestinians, more than half of them women and children, according to local health authorities. U.S. President Donald Trump issued a dire warning to Hamas over its decision to delay the release of the remaining Israeli hostages.
If all of the hostages aren't returned by Saturday at 12 o'clock, I think it's an appropriate time, I would say cancel it and all bets are off and let hell break out.
This is VOA News. The president also told reporters in the Oval Office Monday that he might withhold aid to Jordan and Egypt if they refuse to accept Palestinians under his proposal to relocate them from Gaza. The Palestinians would have no right to return to Gaza under Trump's plan, he said in an interview broadcast Monday. President Trump on Monday signed an order imposing 25% tariffs on steel and aluminum imports. Reuters correspondent Arthi Thayaparan has this breakdown on where the U.S. gets those metals.
Roughly a quarter of all steel in the U.S. is imported from neighbors Mexico and Canada or overseas allies like Japan, Germany, and South Korea. Canada and Mexico accounted for almost 40% of U.S. steel imports in 2024. 6.6 million net tons of steel mill products were imported from Canada, and 3.5 million came from Mexico, according to U.S. Census Bureau data via the American Iron and Steel Institute. Brazil was the second largest source of steel imports to the U.S. last year. Roughly half of all aluminum used in the U.S. is imported, with the vast majority coming from Canada. At 3.2 million metric tons last year, Canadian imports were twice the next nine countries combined, according to the U.S. Department of Commerce.
That was Reuters correspondent Arthi Thayaparan. Retired Lieutenant General Keith Kellogg, President Trump's special envoy to Ukraine and Russia, told the Associated Press that senior administration officials are preparing to meet with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on the sidelines of the Munich Security Conference. The AP says Vice President J.D. Vance, Secretary of State Marco Rubio, and Kellogg are among those who could participate in the sideline conversations with Zelensky. Trump said during his presidential campaign that he would bring a swift end to the war between Russia and Ukraine, but was not clear on how he would accomplish that. The president recently said that he wants to make a deal with Ukraine to continue U.S. support in exchange for access to Ukraine's rare earth minerals. Two planes carrying nearly 200 undocumented migrants deported from the United States landed in Venezuela Monday. The planes were sent by Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro, who agreed to accept the migrants after a meeting with U.S. Envoy Richard Grenell last month in the Venezuelan capital Caracas. The migrants included individuals with suspected ties to the Tren de Aragua gang, which has been designated a foreign terrorist organization by the U.S. Trump has pledged to expel millions of undocumented immigrants, many from Latin American nations. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Richard Green, VOA News.